Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, hello, ladies and gentlemen. We're back live now in the third and final hour, and in a few minutes we're going to go to your phone calls. We're talking to a man who's running against the installed Republican, Michael McCaul, who's Republican in name only. I think they call those rhinos. He was Janet Reno's confidant, her attack dog, her minion who protected her on Chinagate, Waco, and just so many other horrible things. And constitutional scholar Michael Bagnerik is running against him in place 10, and to be another Ron Paul for us, hailing from the great state of Texas. So he is here with us in studio now for another 20 minutes or so. I want to go to these calls, but Michael, any other points or issues you want to cover on the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and where America's going right now?
I just think that people need to read the Constitution, understand it. I've written a book to make that all easier. The name of the book is Good to Be King. You can get that at Amazon.com and other bookstores. It lays out things in very simple terms.
To show how I'm out of the loop, I want that. Can I get a big discount and carry it?
Absolutely.
I mean, I got a video on bookstore right here.
Absolutely.
You'll get me a copy. I'm sure it's excellent.
Yeah.
Tell us about Good to Be King.
It starts out with just the basic premise.
Out with Mel Brooks?
No. I've never seen I did see the Mel Brooks movie.
I'm being sarcastic. I'm joking. Go ahead.
The idea is, why do we need any government at all?
Yeah.
You know. Did the founding fathers get together and say, the birds are singing, the crops are good, and everything is
good? It was a limited government just to protect our property.
Absolutely. So
from other governments.
We go through what. Why this form of government? Why not communism or socialism or some other version? Why a constitutional republic? And so once we understand why they wrote the Constitution, then the Constitution is not quite so mystifying. It is not a living document. The only people who call it a living document are the people who are trying
to kill it. Real simple. Bush gets up and says, I'm commander-in-chief so I can rob banks. He gets up and says, I can have martial law, I can spy on you, I'm commander-in-chief because they say I am. He's only commander-in-chief when they declare war with a specific enemy name and a specific conflict, and then they still levy the money and control him during that executive process. The legislative is supposed to be the strongest branch of government, according to the stuff I've read, what the founding fathers wrote and debated. But then you go look at it, Article 2, is it Section 2 of Article 2, mm-hmm. where it says the commander-in-chief has to follow the Constitution. It's not domestically. He can't violate any of the Bill of Rights. It's so limited, but the average person doesn't know what Article 2, Section 2 is.
Well, when the president or anybody else, any other government agent, takes an oath to protect and defend the Constitution, they don't go to the National Archive, once a month and stand in front of the document and make sure nobody gets a smudge mark on it. What they are defending is not the physical piece of paper. They are defending the ideals, your private property. That's the purpose of taking that oath of office.
Oh, you're absolutely right. I mean, that's what it is, period.
So, and as soon as more and more of our friends and fellow Americans wake up to that fact, I am very optimistic. I see things changing. People are starting to understand. And we're going to work very, very hard to win this election in District 10.
Well, I've been a pessimist. I've been doing this now for 12 years. I've been a pessimist in the past, the last 4 or 5 years, and now even more and more. I am really, it's always darkest before the dawn. For every action, there's an equal or greater reaction. All those cliches play in here. I mean, literally my message, because it's genuine, it's backed up with fact, everything we cover every day is on the website, but still, I'm not even the best at delivering a message. I've likened it to selling a life raft to somebody who's in freezing waters, or, my usual analogy is snow cones in hell. I mean, people really are starting to get it.
Yes, they are, and I'm very hopeful for that.
I want to get your prediction of when we're going to really overturn this corrupt system, or will it be more of a gradual thing? And we'll take your calls, I promise. On the other side, stay with us right here on GCN. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documentary for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Michael Bagnarek, he was a presidential candidate for the Libertarians. One of their more fiery elections in 2004, was basically kidnapped in one of the debates just for even being near the sacred building trying to get in. And they are the only real big third party in this country. How many elected public servants who are libertarians are in high office right now?
Well, we have 650, I think, nationwide. I'm very excited about the 2006 election. It's an unofficial number, but I think we're going to have about 187 libertarian candidates on the ballot in Texas.
And it just keeps growing. I mean, you guys are, yes. It's almost exponential.
Yes, it is. And I'm very excited about that.
Well, I'm excited about it, too. And, you know, libertarians are a diverse crowd. They run the gamut from what you could call liberal libertarians to very conservative libertarians. What would you call a Ron Paul? I'd call him kind of a conservative libertarian.
I just call him a libertarian. I mean, he ran as a Republican, but he is a strict constitutional, you know, libertarian. He votes no on any legislation which violates the Constitution. And his nickname in Congress, as your listeners probably know, is Dr. No.
Yeah.
I believe there are over 200 bills where, you know, 434 people voted in favor of it, and one person, Ron Paul, voted against it.
No, he really does do that, because we don't need more laws. How many millions of laws are there? I mean, no, you know, I mean, I could see 200 years ago saying ignorance of the law is no excuse, because there was only a couple hundred laws, and it was pretty common sense stuff. Don't steal, don't rape, don't embezzle. Now, it's no one can follow all the laws. Quite frankly, when I ran just for a few weeks for Congress, well, for a state rep back about 6-7 years ago, because I got talked into it. The reason I quit doing it, and I was getting a lot of support, was I looked at all the rules. I was like, man, I can't even follow these. This is like, I mean, do they write it where it's impossible to?
I don't know that it's impossible, but it is definitely difficult. And we have somebody on our campaign whose job it is to just read and understand the FEC rules. So, you know, we have one person dedicated to keeping us out of trouble.
And up on InfoWars.com is a link to the website, and he needs national support for this. Another congressman like Ron Paul, and Bagnera's got a good record, folks, so I think you should support him. Jason in Maryland, you're on the air with Michael Badnera. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. Thanks. And hello, Michael. I was wondering if you could speak about the more serious charges, if you are aware of them. I'm sure you are. Against this administration, specifically the charges of taking the country to war under false pretense and fabricated intel.
Yeah, it's part of the record that they fabricated the intelligence, that they premeditatedly lied. They've been caught red-handed. What's your take on that?
Well, we haven't had a declared war since World War II. So,
and there's a reason, because they got to follow rules when they do that.
That's right. So Korea, Vietnam, all of these aggressions are outside the Constitution.
They're police actions.
We just watched the Rose Bowl last night. What do you think would have happened if the referee had given somebody a touchdown when their feet were outside, you know, the boundaries? I mean,
there would have been a national riot.
There would have been a riot, because if you're going to play football, you got to play by the rules. Well, if you're going to play international country, you have rules to live by, and that's called the U.S. Constitution.
And the minute, I mean, if some banana republic doesn't follow a rule, that's one thing. The whole world is saying we can preemptively attack people, we can torture, we can break the law, we can spy on people. Instead of being a beacon of light now, China's going, hey, we're going to have more Tiananmen Squares. They just did a month ago because you're having them.
Yeah. So, you know, what I want is I want our representatives in Washington to follow and understand the Constitution.
Well, I understand all of that. And that
would you move for Lord Bush's impeachment if you were in Congress?
Hello?
Yes, Jason, we hear you.
Yes, that all of this is well said, but I'm speaking specifically about the charges filed by a prosecutor in Chicago about, you know, the foreknowledge and fabricated intel, and the whole 9/11, everything Alex said.
Sir, that's not true. People, that's disinfo that there's been all these indictments filed against Bush and people for that. It's not true.
That's definitely not true.
Yes, it's not true.
Oh, okay, thank you.
You bet. I appreciate the call. I mean, I just, you know, we watched that. We watched those people make those claims, and now I'm just sure, I'm sure of it at the time when we said it, but I mean, it's just, no, Scooter Libby's been indicted. Scooter Libby has been indicted. No one else has been indicted. Well, other than, like, Abramoff, but that's a separate situation. He's pled guilty to conspiracy. Government's doing things wrong, Michael?
I have to laugh. I mean, the whole idea of, you know, the government telling the truth is kind of a surprise anymore.
So. Yeah, well, it gets attention when congressmen or women get up there and you know, call for impeachment or call for people to get in trouble. I mean, what should our Iraq exit strategy be? What would your Iraq policy be?
I would try to bring our soldiers home as safely and quickly as possible. We really shouldn't have been there in the first place. The longer we stay there, the higher our terrorism threat goes up. I would not make a plan to pull them out in one day, because that's physically impossible. I would, if I were president, I would give my military commanders the instructions to
a controlled exit. We could be totally out of there in 2 months.
You know, and let's do it. You know, we got to get out. We've got to stop tampering with the Middle East.
Well, let's face it. They're building 6 giant permanent bases the size of small cities, and then nobody's leaving. We'll be there in 50 years.
Right.
I mean, Cheney said 20 years.
Well, World War II has been over with for over 50 years, and we don't have an exit strategy for Germany or Japan.
Notice how they keep lying, too. They just keep going, well, it'll be another year, it'll be another year. They told the troops, you'll be home by Christmas, just the road to home is Baghdad. By the way, in World War II, they'd only make you do one tour, 11 months. Vietnam, 11 months. They knew you'd break down. Napoleon knew that. Hitler knew that, and that's why he finally failed. He tried to make his soldiers do 3 tours. They're now some are starting their 4th tour, because some were there a year before the invasion, and that's very stressful. But we've got 3 tours coming up, you know, 3 11s, almost 3 years coming up here very soon, and now there's debates. Well, the soldiers are wimps having post-traumatic stress disorder. I mean, this is serious low-intensity conflict, raiding houses every day. I mean, Imagine if the SWAT team had to do 10 raids a day for 3 years. I mean, the SWAT teams can't do 2 raids a week without having post-traumatic stress.
Right.
No one has ever flushed our troops down the toilet like this.
I feel so strongly for our troops, and we need to bring them home so they can be, you know, with their families for the holidays and stuff.
I agree. Stuart in Texas. Stuart, go ahead.
Great. 3 quick comments, and I'll hang up. Michael, you mentioned ending the IRS, but that's not the answer. They're just going to bring in something more controlling and worse.
Yeah, dual sales tax along with it will be just as bad.
I agree. It was just an example of what you could do with the money if the government wasn't taking it.
Okay. And the McCall family, I've met these individuals, and, well, their family owns the voting machines. And as a frustrated libertarian, I don't know if you need to get together with the Democrats that are running and kind of point that out.
Yeah, they're part of it. See, they want to keep all that quiet.
Okay. Last thing is my...
Because in some areas, they control those little special machines.
Right. Yeah, I guess that's true.
By the way, folks, that's really true. His family really does own the machines. That, what, 90% of his votes will be... But you know what? If somebody wins by such great numbers, they still can't even pull a monkey... wrench there, and there's some things in the work which may be going on, but we can't. But anyways, go ahead.
Okay, and I've taken your Constitution class. I've got your book. It was great. I recommend it for everybody listening. It's just terrific stuff. My frustration with the libertarians is they won't speak out on the Oklahoma City bombing. They won't speak out on the 9/11 cover up and the inside job going on there. And that we keep just running around the same stuff, and it's all good, but we're not. Americans are shallow people for the most part when it comes to the Constitution. And are you going to speak out on 9/11 in Oklahoma?
Well, yeah, I think I'll put it this way, and thanks for the call, Stuart. I'll put it this way. We had the CIA commander of the Afghanistan operations on yesterday. And, you know, the headline on MSNBC is CIA commander was blocked from capturing bin Laden. And he admitted that our government in the 1950s carried out terror attacks to blame it on Mossadegh and take over Iran. So the Gulf of Tonkin never happened. That's now declassified 100%. I mean, people may have known 30 years ago, but now it's public. All of that's out there. Will you ever discuss those issues or talk about those issues? Because Ray McGovern will come on, chief CIA advisor to Ronald Reagan, and say it. The former CIA head will come out and say stuff like this now. NSA people are going public. So many prominent people. Paul Craig Roberts, who was number two at Treasury, the chief economist for Bush. This current Bush in his last administration has been on Morgan Reynolds and talked about 9/11 clearly being an inside job. I mean, obviously, you talk about that here on air, they can use that against you on TV. But any signal to the people out there? Anything?
I'm going to be going and talking with the people, shaking hands with them, and letting them know that when I give you an answer, it is not political rhetoric. I want to go to Washington, D.C. and represent not only the people in District 10, but the people in the United States.
But, I mean, let's say the Defense Department sets off a nuke tomorrow and starts arresting everybody. I mean, do you realize how close we are, Michael? This is not a joke.
I do understand that things are critical, but I'm also very optimistic. People are understanding that the government is not following the Constitution. They are abusing their authority. And
so you're saying they've lost so much trust now that you think they're losing even more control?
I think that the people, specifically, you know, across the United States, but hopefully in District 10, have lost confidence in the government, and that they are at the point where they are willing to vote for someone other than a Democrat or a Republican. I don't think that they're going to feel like they are wasting their vote when they cast a ballot for me.
But the question is, let's say you go to a meeting here in Austin, and I know half the people bring up 9/11 inside job to you. If people bring that up, are you going to say, my constituents are concerned about the cover-up of 9/11 and want a real investigation?
If my constituents tell me that they're concerned about that, yes, I'll bring it up.
Maybe you could start a committee up there and call the people in. It could be, have you ever or are you ever involved in 9/11?
Yeah. But what I'm really trying to do is just get the base support from, you know.
I understand. You're trying to get step one. You're trying to win.
Right.
I mean, look, it's like Ron Paul. I've got him here on the show, and he'll say everything up to that point, and he won't say that because they've already had TV ads with his head floating around Jupiter saying he's from outer space. He's a... Just wink at me if you know it's true. Oh, we got him. All right. All right, we'll be right back, folks. Listen, do one more 5-minute segment with me. I know you got to go, but one more, because I got a few more calls here for you. Stay with us.
Did you know that heart disease is the number one killer of men and women in the United States? In fact, the National Cholesterol Education Program has reported that each year more than 1 million Americans have heart attacks, and about 500,000 die from heart disease. Did you also know that the higher your blood cholesterol level, the greater your risk for developing heart disease or having a heart attack? At ResearchedHerbs.com, we are aware of the controversies surrounding the presumed safety of statin drugs in lowering cholesterol, which is why, as part of our ongoing commitment to your safety and health, we invite you to learn more about Google by Himalaya, a highly effective and extremely safe natural herbal supplement, widely recognized for its cholesterol-regulating properties. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we work hard to empower you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
You don't love me anymore. You used to take such good care of me.
Is that my car talking to me?
Yes. You neglect me. Change my oil late most of the time. Use the cheapest gas. I'm getting sick. One of these days, I'm just gonna give up.
Wait a minute. I've got 3 more years of payments on you.
If you want me to last forever, you need to add protected engine treatment, protected transmission treatment, and especially protect a complete fuel system treatment. Protected unique synthetic fortifiers treat the metal and the oil to reduce friction like no other.
Okay, I'll add some Protecta, but you'll have to perform.
How about faster acceleration, more horsepower, longer lasting? I'll always be there for you.
So if you want more, treat it right with Protecta by SFR. For a special offer of free shipping, go to www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR-1.
All right, I'm going to get into Building 7, and I'm going to the new developments there, big developments, and a bunch of other news. In the last 30 minutes, we won't even take calls. Well, I might take a few that have been holding, but... There's a lot coming up, but we've kept Michael Bagnarek for one more segment. We really appreciate him, and I've been cornering him during the breaks. I was just talking to his campaign manager saying, I'm telling you, toll roads. And obviously he's against them. You heard that in the last hour. But toll roads, toll roads, toll roads. And the campaign manager was telling me about our good friend Jimmy Vaughn, who's a great friend of the show and a great American. He's been fighting it. You know, the toll roads are even going to take part of his ranch. And, you know, he was telling me how Jimmy was giving him this hour-long tour of Corridor Watch and Stahl's campaign. I think you guys need to link up, man. I mean, I understand you're for the whole Constitution. But I think, you talk about contributions, support, my two cents, and I know you're saying you're going to do whatever your constituents are telling you they're most concerned about constitutionally. I mean, are you getting the feedback that the toll roads are the zeitgeist?
We haven't gotten that feedback yet. We're going to be starting our
listening. You're just starting your rolling. You're just rolling.
Yeah, we've been building the infrastructure. We've got office space. We've got staff members. We've got bumper stickers.
I know how it is. You've got to build the infrastructure.
We've got the infrastructure built. I couldn't wait to come back from Christmas break to really get into the campaign.
And now we've got 10 months.
We've got 10 months. We've been working really hard. My staff works about 10 to 12 hours a day, and this is early in the campaign.
Well, just up front, I'm lobbying you, and you're going to get used to this when you're in Washington. I'm grabbing your hand. Give me your hand. Now, Congressman, I need this done. Listen, I don't want those toll roads. I want the King of Spain kicked out of here. I want him kicked out of here. All right, that's good. Here, let me take a few calls here. Now, out of all these callers, who's up next for our guest? Tim in Florida, you're on the air, and then Andy. Go ahead, Tim, quickly, sir.
Hey, good show, Alex. Mike, I want to ask you, are you an attorney?
I am not an attorney.
You've never been an attorney?
I have no desire to be an attorney.
Excellent. Okay. Are you a member of the square?
He wants to know if you're a Mason.
Oh, I didn't even know what he was talking about. No, I'm not a member of the Masonic Lodge.
Okay, have you or ever you been a member of the Communist Party?
No.
Have you ever been visited by aliens?
The only organization...
Tooth fairies, leprechauns.
I've been a Boy Scout, a Scoutmaster, an advanced first aid instructor for the Red Cross, but I've never joined any...
Hey, seriously, anything else, Tim?
That's all I wanted to know.
Well, I hope you'll support him. Are you going to support him?
I don't vote because I'm not in the system.
I understand. Well, thank you. Will you tell people about Michael Begner?
They can contribute.
Yeah, wait.
Well, thanks for the call, sir. You know, you fight the New World Order by getting involved. I'm just going to tell you that right now. There's never a perfect way to fight the New World Order, but there's always a way to fight them. And I know this fighting them is the way to go. It's like Private Joker is silly and he's ignorant, but he's got guts, and guts is enough. All right, let's go ahead, and that's me. Let's go ahead and talk to Andy in Washington. Andy, last caller for our guest. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. You justly comment on the abuses of the police in this country, and I've been wanting to bring this up for you for a while, but it seems like a perfect time today considering your guest's constitutional background. I'm from Washington State and wanted to make a quick comment on the constitutionally protected right to bear arms. In my state constitution, Article 1, which is our Declaration of Rights part, Section 24, it briefly states, the right to bear arms, the right of the individual citizen to bear arms in defense of himself or the state shall not be impaired. But nothing in this section shall be construed as authorizing individuals or corporations to organize, maintain, or employ an armed body of men.
Yeah, that's because you are a territory, so you're one of the few states that doesn't have it, but under the federal law you do, and under organic law you do, and so you've got maximum rights.
Well, and the point that I'm bringing up here, all police in this state work for corporations. Cities are incorporated. And
I know. Their very law trying to restrict you from having a Second Amendment actually restricts them. Michael, you want to comment on that?
I agree. During the presidential campaign, I was in Missouri, and someone wanted me to confirm or deny that the Missouri Constitution allowed or didn't allow concealed carry weapons. And I said, I don't know what the Missouri Constitution says, but if it tries to limit your right, then the Missouri Constitution is a violation of your rights and is unconstitutional.
Yeah, see, they can't even change the Constitution and then declare that we don't have rights. In Article 9, in 10, it just keeps restating, no, you, it comes from you. We're just codifying it.
Right. We can alter or abolish any government which is in violation of our rights. So, you know,
I mean, let's say Adolf Hitler beat America and took over. I would sure our forefathers would have been fighting him from the fence rows.
That's
just
true.
Because it's government, you don't have to kneel down and go, oh, and start worshiping it.
That's right. We need to use your individual thoughts and processes. Understand that every individual has rights. You need to respect other people's rights and then defend your own.
And you need to get that, but you're absolutely right about these cities. You have these incorporated cities that aren't even really lawful, now trying to absorb the counties that are supreme. and the sheriff. And Michael, we got to get you back in here before the campaign ends in 10 months. So we'll be watching it. So will the rest of the country. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much, Al.
You bet. Michael Bagnarik now running for Congress against Demon McCall in place 10, deep in the heart of Texas. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 post-filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, it was great having Michael Bagnarik here in studio with us, and I want to go to a couple callers that have been holding who did not specifically want to talk to Michael Bagnarik, Joe in Wisconsin, and a few others, but I really need to spend some time right now getting into some of the good things that are happening. And right now, in New Hampshire, a bill has been introduced that aims to prevent Katrina-style gun seizures. This is up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. Concerned by perceived abuses of federal power during the Katrina crisis, New Hampshire state reps are reviewing a bill which would criminalize certain weapon seizures, even if the perpetrators are federal officers. House Bill 1639-FN, this is such good news, criminalizing your criminal behavior. It's already criminal, but let's just restate that. Prohibits the classification of lawfully owned and lawfully carried firearms during a state of emergency, making a felon of any law enforcement officer, peace officer, public servant, who attempts to seize any firearm during a disaster. The bill was sponsored by Representative Paul Hopfergarten at the request of local free staters. Members of the group trying to recruit freedom lovers in New Hampshire and turn it into an even more libertarian state than it already is at freestateproject.org. The bill reads, any law enforcement officer, person acting as a law enforcement officer, or other public official, how about public servant, get it straight. You're such free staters, you should know that, who confiscates or attempts to confiscate lawfully carried or lawfully owned firearms in the state during a declarative emergency shall be charged with a Class A felony. And I got to tell you, I totally agree with that. I mean, if you're engaged in mass gun confiscation operations, then you should go to jail. It's simple. Well, we need to protect ourselves. It's so dangerous going in taking guns. It's so dangerous not bringing food and water to people and instead refusing to do that and tromping around trying to get their guns. And that's why FEMA botched the whole thing on purpose and jammed communications and did that. In the chaos following Hurricane Katrina's various government agencies, including federal marshals, made systematic attempts to sweep New Orleans of guns, even if that meant entering the homes of law-abiding gun owners, well, high and dry areas in the suburbs and million-dollar houses. The move did not cause widespread outage in most states, but New Hampshire residents reacted by burning a FEMA flag in front of a local federal building. They also circulated a petition pledging resistance if such a move were ever attempted in the Live Free or Die state. How about live like a slave or grovel on your knees state? I mean, you know, America's now land of the dumb and home of the slaves, a place where guns are part of the culture and gun laws are the second loosest in the nation next to Vermont. Activists say whether it passes or not, the gun protection bill is one more small thing they can do to try to protect themselves from the disarmament at the hands of the government during a time when they believe they will need their weapons most. Yeah, if there's a nuke goes off or bio attack, I remember talking to a Louisiana state trooper about 3 years ago off air, and he'd sent me some information. He said they were being told by FEMA, we're going to be hit by a bow attack. This is exactly how it went. And when I talked about it on air, people called in and said, oh, yeah, my brother's a cop. He said the same thing. And when there's an attack, we got to confiscate the guns. During a breakdown of society, well, there's going to be rioting, and we can't have people owning guns. No, you want the police to team up with the law-abiding citizens and deal with always the small minority that is running around looting. That's what we always did in the past. It's even what Switzerland does and what England used to do. But see, now governments are criminal, so they team up with the other crooks. It's the same kind of mindset and say, no, 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 we're not going to bring you food. We're not going to bring you water. We're going to block all that, and we're going to have a big war game here and come take your guns. So it is just amazing. Now, let's get into Larry Silverstein now. Well, you know what? Did you cue that up where they're on ABC News that the troops are confiscating the citizens' guns? Oh, you have that? Yeah. Let's just, because, you know, I normally don't play clips 10 times. It's probably my fifth time. But this one's so important. I want you to hear it one more time. Go ahead and roll it.
They say there are no orders to use force, just strong persuasion, sometimes entering open houses with guns drawn, and instructions to disarm anyone inside.
You say guns will be taken.
No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons.
That happened today in this wealthy neighborhood where homeowners had armed themselves to protect their mansions. Residents were handcuffed on the ground. In the end, police took their weapons but let them stay in their homes.
They were a little bit threatened because our weapons were bigger than their weapons.
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city. This guard unit occupied a church using it as a base camp.
Okay.
They had to leave a note because they couldn't...
That's enough. It feels uncomfortable when you're robbing a bank, I'm sure. It probably feels uncomfortable the first time you're a serial killer and you go pick up some poor woman who's a hitchhiker and go chop her head off after you rape her. I'm sure it feels uncomfortable the first time you smoke crack cocaine. I bet it feels uncomfortable when you're drinking a bottle of Jack Daniels every day. It probably feels uncomfortable if you punch your wife in the face and knock her teeth out. Because you're not supposed to be doing it. That's why. I mean, you people are unbelievable. You disgrace your forefathers. You disgrace this country. You're the lowest form of filth. But that's okay. Our new freedom is to go watch the Rose Bowl. You understand, folks, I've been to the training drills. I've been talking about this forever. It's why I get so mad. They've been waiting for an excuse. That was a beta test. The military has trained to take your guns. Do you understand? They want to do it. It could be tomorrow. It could be 2 years from now. It could be a decade from now. A nuke goes off and it's over, folks. And people will be going, well, why aren't they helping us? The economy's breaking down. Why are there just troops demanding if we want food that we got to bring our guns out to them? Folks, you can listen to my shows from 10 years ago. Listen to the other intelligence officers we interviewed 10 years ago. They were in the briefings. That's why they went public. That was always the plan. When there's a disaster, the government's going to do everything it can, and the compartmentalized people in it aren't going to ask why they're doing it. But we have the documents to make it worse, to have a breakdown so you don't have food and water, so you've got to be then processed, quote, through the relocation centers and can have your guns taken and then be relocated. Out of this crisis, they re-engineer America. They re-engineer the world. This is what they're doing. This is really happening right now. I cannot believe some people don't understand this. Who's up first here in the calls? I'll just take a few of them. And then Joe in Wisconsin, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I think you were looking for U.S. Code 50 when you were saying that the president has to follow certain procedures when he's going to war. I mean, if you read
Well, they have a code attached to the Constitution, but I don't even go off the code. I go off the Constitution.
Okay. But anyway, I wanted to discuss how China got the most favored nation status. That was under Carter, and that was 1980. What I was wondering is how in the world they could have gotten that if they knew about the human rights violations back then, and are they setting us up for the same treatment? If we're not supposed to care about what goes on over there, maybe we shouldn't care about what's going on over here.
Well, I think your point is absolutely central. If we have a government that, through the United Nations, gives China awards and says you are the model, you are the best. If you watch the CFR meetings on C-SPAN or read their bi-monthly publications, they worship, they lavish, they fawn. All over China, and mobile execution vans, melting down dead prisoners for collagen, killing hundreds of innocent farmers who don't want to give up their land, police in black riot gear, same black Darth Vader outfits our police have, mowing them down with machine guns, all of our industry moving over there, our global corporations saying they're the future. Yes, sir, they're going to use the slaves of China to leverage out the whole world. Even Mexico's losing most of its jobs now because of China. And now India's coming online with major industrialization at slave level. I mean, literally, they don't even have cardboard boxes to live in most Indian cities. They just use the bathroom on the street and wander around. And then the next caste up from that, he works for subsistence level, answering the phones, building the widgets. I mean, it is a hellish system. And so if we have any questions, in the past, our government would at least pay a little lip service criticizing China. Now they don't say a word because that's the model, baby.
What I was thinking is, if they wanted just a rubber stamp, they should have just used Gerald Ford. They knew he was disposable. He wasn't going to be reelected. So all they'd have to do
but
is...
But we weren't ready. We weren't domesticated enough now. They've done their litmus test, and they think we're retarded pigs. Okay? Well, for lack of a better term, just gibbering, foaming, just bleeding, bug-level people. And so they've done the test, and they see it's a population, and they think they can move against us. The problem is they haven't gotten all of us.
Yeah. All right. Hang in there.
All right. I appreciate it. I'm out of control today. I understand that. That's what happens when you have record seizure count at 6,000 in Austin. I've never had allergies, and I have them now the last few years. And everybody's getting them. People that never had them are getting them. I think it's something else combined with it. They say chemicals in the body at higher levels then can trigger allergies. But it's cedars at like 6,000. It's totally dry. There's dust blowing around everywhere. And if I don't take a Sudafed 12-hour, it's the only thing that works for me. I wouldn't even be here right now, folks. I've been having headaches so bad. I wake up at 3 in the morning. They're not migraines. They're just pounding. And so I take Sudafed 12-hour, and let's be quite frank, you drink a cup of coffee with that, and I am basically like I've strapped a rocket onto my hind end. I don't like how I feel right now, but frankly, this feels better than being in the bed with a sinus headache. And I have no idea why speed, which I don't like, makes the headache go away and makes the sinuses clear. But all I can say is thank God for it. This is better than. When is it going to rain around here? It's like 85 degrees right now, ladies and gentlemen. And dust is, I'm looking out the window, there's dust blowing. Just my car every day is like green with the cedar all over it. And I got to talk about Larry Silverstein. Why am I talking about my allergies? Oh, my goodness. Larry Silverstein, through the State Department, has now released a statement saying that there were firefighters in the buildings, and that's what his pullet meant. The problem is we have scores of publications, government reports, the fire department, the police department, the official 9/11 report saying firefighters were never in it. They never decided to battle it. Giuliani got a call and was told to get out. He told Peter Jennings that before it even set fire. Then they say the building tower, the North Tower, fell on it. That is not true officially. Only dust hit it. That is a total lie. They claim that the North Tower fell and knocked out its central support column. Folks, the building was untouched. That is absolutely ridiculous. You do see the central support column blown right before the blast points begin appearing down the side of the structure, and then it falls into a perfect little pile. And earlier we played the clip of Silverstein saying they gave the order to pull it, which is the definition of a controlled demolition. Then we played a clip of where they were destroying other buildings later in the rebuilding, and they call it pulling it when they pull Building 6 and destroy what's left of Building 6 that did not collapse. Then we have another clip of Dan Rather saying, looks like a controlled demolition. Did you get the clip of the firefighters where they're saying it looked like detonators and bombs in the building? And again, this is an edited clip. If you want to watch the unedited clip, it is on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, the WTC7 sections. Only thing that's cut out is the S word. We always like to tell you that up front. Let's play the firefighters first, and then we'll replay those Silverstein clips. This is a big deal that they're being forced to respond. Go ahead and roll it.
We made it outside. We made it about a block.
We made it at least two blocks, and we started running. Floor by floor, it started popping out.
It had detonated.
Yeah, detonated.
Yeah. To take down a building.
All the way down. I was watching it and running. Just ran up west. And then you just saw this cloud of chasing you down.
Couldn't
ran
run
up West Street.
Could
not run it.
So what'd you do?
I jumped behind a battalion car. I hit up the car. It was waiting to die.
Okay, and again, to even do this justice, I guess we should add to this article that Paul wrote. He did a good job, just a few hours writing it. We should add that the UL underwriters did tests with models and said it was absolutely impossible. Still doesn't weaken until 3,000 degrees. Jet fuel burns at around 1,200 to 1,400. Paper burns even lower. None of the buildings should have collapsed. There were clear squibs blowing up down the sides, the blast points. Only Imperial stormtroopers are so precise, but we were meant to think it was the Arabs. You know, it's the same thing over and over and over again, and we then have Silverstein taking out record insurance policies 2 months before it happens, buying out the tower from the Port Authority, which is a Rockefeller front, and then magically they all blow up and collapse. We have firefighter engineering saying there was a cover-up of the debris and that looked like bombs were probably in there, and there's a big cover-up going on, and what happens, impossible. I mean, it just goes on and on and on and on and on and on. And then the 9/11 committee with Tower 1 and 2, which were also blown up by controlled demolitions, we even have the blast points, boom, 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 just like in Las Vegas, and then it collapses. The buildings fell, in some cases, faster than gravity, which can only happen faster than a lead bowling ball, folks, can fall. Because that can only happen if whole floors are simply evaporated, which was all that dust. Massive explosives in there. Then we had molten steel for over a month at over 3,000 degrees, which only thermite bombs can create. And we have the top physicist in engineering. There at Brigham Young University saying the same thing. But, let's just ignore the scientists. Then we had the head of the mining and demolition school in New Mexico go public and say, clearly, bombs. I mean, come on, folks. It takes them weeks, in some cases months, to do a controlled demolition as good as they did Building 7. I mean, it is a textbook beauty. It is a textbook beauty. And then he slips up and says, we gave the order to pull it. You know why he had to say that? Because it was on NPR radio that day. They may just demolish the building to save others. What does that mean? And even if that was true, it takes weeks to plant the bombs. You see, because some people on the ground were talking, so the spin, things kind of got out of control. Say, oh, yeah, we might blow it to save the buildings. Oh, okay. As if three little fires was going to make it fall. But now the State Department, the same one that's attacked this network, attacked talk show hosts on this network, they had a big State Department thing about the conspiracy theories and the dangerous groups that are taking over America and how we're convincing everyone and how we're very crafty and very sneaky. Why, we say China sells organs. And then on their own State Department website, somebody who isn't a propagandist, there's a whole section about how they do sell organs. And then now it's come out in all the big mainstream papers that they have huge ad campaigns to come get, quote, healthy, fresh organs. It translates in English, fresh. We have fresh produce. And it's been all over the news about the melted down dead slaves being used in the collagen for your lips, for your arrogant, preening wife. So your decadent, scumbag wife. So I don't want to hear it. And I mean, oh, it's a conspiracy. They're selling organs. I mean, it's in the New York Times, the Washington Post. I mean, we get attacked for reporting the sun comes up in the morning. I'm sorry we see straight. We know you're murdering criminals. We're going to expose you.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
A few of the little tidbits here, but I said I'd go to Steve and Cliff, so just quickly. Steve in Pennsylvania, welcome. Go ahead. Good to talk to you, Steve. You're on the air. Well, that's an exciting phone call. Let's go to Cliff in Utah. Cliff in Utah, you're on the air. Go ahead, Cliff.
How are you doing? Kudos to you, Alex.
Kudos to you, my friend.
I tried to get in so hard to talk to Michael because he's an astute guy on the Constitution. Okay, the next time he's on, ask him about the Seventh Amendment right to a jury trial at historical case law. The reason is because if you can get a trial that way, you don't have to follow what the judge said. He has to follow historical case law.
Well, that's what they do. You see, instead of following the Constitution, they go, oh, we'll have a U.S. code that codifies it. Then they can change the Constitution without getting amendments. That way, it's the same thing. They change the courts. They change the nature of its officers and how it works until look at the grand juries, rubber stamps. Look at juries, rubber stamps. You're absolutely right. And see, cops and people low level think this is all the lawful system. No, it's a counterfeit.
And also too, that if you refuse to give your name, you know, when they ask you and tell them you're not going to give out any information like that, they can't proceed right then. Your name has to be listed on the docket and right before the court. And if you get,
well, I know that's a really good stalling tactic. I mean, you can pay a lawyer $10,000 to do it each time, or
oh,
you can,
no. You don't. You do it yourself.
That's what I'm saying. Or you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to follow. Go under equity law, you know, administrative or statutory rule. If you do it historical wise under the Seventh Amendment.
Well, the problem is a lot of that is accurate and works a lot of times, but some of these judges and people are just going so rogue and so criminal.
That's correct.
You know, they'll go, there's not even a law. I'm just going to hold you for a year and a half in contempt, and even though the charge is 6 months and contempt 6 months, just bye-bye, we're going to force drug you while you're at it. You'll be a lobster head by the time we're done with you.
But the next time Michael gets on there, ask him his opinion, and he'll tell you the same thing, but he knows the Constitution very well.
Well, he's a good guy. We need to get him to be a little more hardcore, but I know he's listening right now, driving to wherever else he's going, but he's a great guy.
You bet. Well, you take care, Alex.
You bet. No, I've known Beckner for a long time. He really is a good patriot and knows all about the New World Order. It's just that, you know, I personally, my strategy, and of course I'm not in the arena like he is, wouldn't just be, hey, I'm the alternative. I'd be, hey, we need to have a revolution in this country. We need to change things. They're violating our Bill of Rights and Constitution, which he is going to do. But he knows how simple some people are. Well, I'm not worried about the simple Simons. A lot of them don't even vote. There are a lot of informed, dynamic, intelligent people, especially in Central Texas. And they'd like to vote for somebody real. So that's exciting. A scary thing about state-sponsored medical terrorism in Texas, authorities arrest parents, kidnap their teenage daughter, and force her through chemotherapy against her will. This is happening again. We had their parents on. Months after Texas teenager was diagnosed with cancer, state authorities have finally decided to let her return home to her family after a long legal battle in which Texas officials, not the girl's parents, attempted to determine the course of the treatment for her disease. Her cancer was gone, but they tried to keep it going. Just a nightmare case. I need to get them back on the show. Ariel Sharon is hanging on by his fingernails, and Barry Hamish is saying, a great Israeli writer over there, he's saying it looks like it may be foul play by people even more extreme than him. People more extreme than Ariel Sharon. We are, frankly, out of time. There's an NSA whistleblower asked to testify. And, of course, that's a story by Bill Gertz. That's up on Infowars.com and PresentPlanet.com. There is only a few days left to get almost a half a year free on a yearly subscription. You save over, 5.3 months free when you get a yearly subscription to PrisonPlanet.tv. Everything is up there on the site. Go check it out today or go to Infowars.com to order hard copies of the videos, the books, T-shirts, all of it. And it makes our operation possible in this new year. Commit to fighting the New World Order. Commit to coming in and joining us for the big win against the globalist. Get involved in something that really matters, folks. Join a real team. Don't be part of some facsimile. Death to the New World Order. God bless you all. Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.